Just tell me about your project and what you're doing.
I'm feeding the homeless.
Say, I'm feeding the homeless in St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm feeding the homeless in St. Louis, Missouri.
And where are you from?
Hoover, Alabama.
Tell me about the people you're helping.
I'm helping homeless people.
And tell me about the superhero theme.
The superhero theme?
Does it make you feel like a superhero?
Yes.
Tell me about what you're doing for the homeless, what kind of food you're getting.
I'm getting chicken sandwiches.
Ooh, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes.
How many different places are you going?
Everywhere.
Tell them the name of the cities you're going.
L.A., New York, and even D.C.
Where else?
And Miami.
Where else? Seattle.
Seattle.
And then we're going to Detroit on Tuesday. We're also going to be going to San Juan, Puerto Rico. We're gonna also go to Portland, and we're also going to Memphis.
So all over the place.
Yeah.
What made you decide to want to do this?
I was watching Animal Planet, and I didn't want Mama Panda Bear to leave her cub, and then I got concerned, and then I went to see homeless people, and then I fed them.
So you thought that some people are hungry too then?
Yes.
So tell them your two jobs.
Yeah.
So tell them, first of all, tell them what you want to be when you grow up. Say, when I grow up.
When I grow up, I want to be the President of the United States of America.
And what are your two jobs when you become president? What are you going to do?
Feeding the homeless and chasing the bad guys out of schools.
So are you going to be doing that here in St. Louis?
Yes.
So tell us about what you're going to be doing with chasing the bad guys out of schools.
I'm going to put them in jail.
Oh, okay. So you want to tell them about what we're going to do in the gym of the school?
We're going to feed the homeless.
No, tell them about what you did when you went to the Reagan Middle School in Texas. What did you do when you went to the school?
I talked on the mic.
To how many kids?
A lot.
Yeah. How many do you think it was?
1,000.
Yeah, it was about 850. So today we're going to go to how many schools?
3.
That's right. And they're going to be all kids your age. So tell them also what you're going to do today. It's going to be your what? First what?
First day of school.
Yeah, so the Farragut Elementary School is going to let him attend the kindergarten class. He's only 4 years old, so he had never been to school before. So this is a big deal to him. They're going to let him come in and attend class and do curriculum as if it was his first day of school. So St. Louis will be something that we'll never forget, because I know he's been looking forward to school for a long time. His birthday is December 24th. He turns 5. Somehow he thinks that he's going to start school on his birthday. Luckily, we got that accomplished today at Farragut, so he won't be disappointed when December 24th comes around and everybody's on Christmas break.
You want to show all the other kids how smart you are, huh?
Yes.
So, what have you been doing to prepare yourself for school? Can you count in Spanish?
Yes.
Go ahead.
To 15.
Try it.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho. Nueve, diez, once, doce, trece, catorce, quince.
Wow. I couldn't do that at that age. That's great. Tell me about Steve Harvey. I guess you got to meet him, huh?
Yes.
How was that?
Great.
Was he a funny guy?
Yes.
So say that. Say Steve Harvey's a funny guy.
Steve Harvey's a funny guy.
What was that experience like?
Oh, my goodness. It was surreal. Steve Harvey is probably one of the most real people in Hollywood. We were able to get a lot of sponsors from the visit. The hotel that we're sitting in now, Choice Hotels, are taking care of all of our visits on our 10-city tour. So it's really cool when we can walk in here. They've got balloons. Some of them even have red carpet set laid out for them. They also treat us with candy. We get the presidential suite, and they're really nice hotels that they're taking us to. And so that's a big thing. We've got Southwest Airlines that's flying us everywhere. We've got Church's Chicken that are providing the food at the homeless shelters. And then we also have Burger King that stepped up as well. And we were able to give out 700 chicken sandwiches and hamburgers on our last visit in Dallas. So up next, St. Louis today and tomorrow. And then we're going to go to Detroit and show some love there too.
So are you from a community that is, that, you know, needs this kind of love? Is that how it all generates?
So we're from the suburbs of Birmingham called Hoover. And Hoover is a very prominent area, but Birmingham is an inner city that is poverty stricken, that has homeless people that are dealing with mental illness and things that they can't control in terms of being homeless. So when Austin and I were sitting at home, he was concerned that a mother panda was leaving her cubs, like he told you. And he said, well, are people homeless? And I said, yeah, there are some people homeless. He said, well, what does homeless mean? And I told him that it's when you don't have a mom and you don't have food. So that really sat in deep with his heart, and he saw a problem. He didn't see any color. He didn't see gender. He didn't see age. He didn't see financial status. He just saw that there was a problem, and he wanted to fix it. So when I recognized that as his dad, I said, hey, it's time for me to saddle up and keep up with this kid and support him.
So this doesn't, you know, your dreams aren't from to be a star athlete or anything, just to be a kind human, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, before we were gung-ho with wrestling. He was the number two wrestler in the state of Alabama at 3 years old, and that was in a 6-and-under division. So, yes, we were having dreams of being an athlete, but I think it was more of my not recognizing that he had an even bigger heart than he did wrestling skill set.
What do you think about all this travel? You liking it so far?
Yes.
Getting to see places other than home?
Yes.
What's your favorite part about traveling?
My favorite part is when I feed the homeless.
Okay. What is your favorite part about coming to the hotels?
The candy.
Yeah, so Choice Hotels, they give him candy in every one of his rooms. So he's starting to expect that. It's usually candy set out, balloons all over his bed. And he really does get treated like a real-life president and superhero. So he says he's a superhero. I can't question it. I have to go along with it, you know. So I'm super elated. He's doing remarkable things all over the country. We're going into the schools, and I think we're going to be able to impact about 1,000 kids today to show love and do the same thing that he's doing. And that's the goal. We want to get other kids to become their own president in their own right. So it's not all about me. It's not all about Austin. It's about creating a movement of parents and kids that are committed to changing this world.
And as far as superheroes go, do you have a favorite?
Yes.
Which superhero is your favorite?
Me.
That's awesome. Not Superman, not Batman, nobody like that. You, right?
Yes.
And you want to be president someday. That's awesome.
Yes.
It can be done, right?
Yes.
Anything else, Dad, that you'd want to say?
Well, I think Austin might want to leave everybody with a message. If there was one thing that you could tell everybody out there, what would it be, Mr. President?
Don't forget to show love. And even if you help one person, you made a difference.
Even if you help one person, you've made a difference. This is out of the mouth of a 4-year-old. And hey, it's simple but profound. Don't forget to show love.